Lay it all on the table.
No cap, this is the best podcast ever.
Oh, wow.
And remember,
no judgment,
no hesitation,
no filter, and just
lay it all on the table.
Hello, guys. Welcome back. It's another Table Thursday. Once again, my name is Mark.
Therese here.
I'm Eduardo.
Erica.
And as you guys know, one host brings a topic in the table that none of the other hosts know. And this week it's my turn. So
it is the best podcast.
What do you got, Mark?
Yes.
Strong opening.
Yes. If you guys really enjoy this episode, don't forget to subscribe to all our podcast platforms and give us 5 stars on reviews.
Yes, please.
All right, guys, let's jump to our first segment.
Have you ever?
Oh, yes.
Hell no.
Maybe.
Have you ever lost something important?
Does virginity count?
Virginity counts? You could tell me. Oh, but actually, we heard that already.
No, I'm just joking.
So,
but that is very important.
That is very important.
For everybody.
Yes. I'll give you guys some time to think and I can go first.
Go for it.
Okay, please.
So recently, out of nowhere,
we know it wasn't the virginity.
It wasn't the virginity. I lost that a long time ago. I lost my fucking wallet.
But you never found that?
I never found it. And it was like just scrambling in my brain of like, how did I lose
this
wallet?
That's crazy.
Right? So one night, like my friends and I came over that other set of friends. You guys are my best friends. Just to clarify
that.
Yes. They came over and we were like having brunch at
You're
home.
You're allowed to have other friends, Mark.
Yeah. I just don't want anyone to get jealous.
Possessive much.
Like that. So, yeah, they came over and we were having brunch and we, you know, we got home. We continued drinking mimosas and then I left my wallet on the table, on the dining table. And the next day, I just could not find my wallet. And obviously, that has everything that the most important thing on a person's thing, on a person.
On a person's thing.
I can't think too much. You know, because like your IDs are there, your credit cards, your car, your insurances. And it is so stressful when you lose it.
Yeah.
Because retrieving all those informations and IDs is annoying.
Yeah. I think the most stressful for wallet is not even the card. It's like going in line at the DMV.
Exactly.
And get a new driver's license.
Luckily, though, a little tip for everybody. If you lost your ID, you can just order a new one online.
But I think that's if it's not like expired. I think for expiration, you have to go.
Come in.
But anyway,
your face is expired.
Yeah. But anyways, question. How sure are you that you put it on the table? You say you brought it home and you put it on the table. Mm-hmm. And how sure are you? After drinking mimosas.
90%. Because I asked my friends too. I'm like, hey, you guys saw me put it on the table, right? And they confirmed yes.
So it's somewhere at home. It's still somewhere there.
But I have flipped the house like 20 times at this point and couldn't find it. So I'm just like,
why don't you just think of your last steps so you can?
I did. I backtracked everything.
Did you call the brunch or wherever?
I called the brunch, went there twice. I'm like, hey, this is what my wallet looks like. This is what's in there. This is my name. Here's my phone number. If it ever shows up, please let me know.
Is this the YSL
Never called
one?
Me. No, this was the MCM
prior one.
Yeah. And
I have a feeling that when y'all move out and y'all packing things, and you're going to find it somewhere. If you really think you brought it home, like where would it have gone?
Right?
Either that or one of your other so-called friends. Sketchy.
Oh, let's not dive into that. But, you know, I'm just thinking
that's
that,
the possibility.
I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Like
literally, because that day, what happened? Oh, that was that the...
Oh, the Christmas party.
The Christmas party.
We had a Christmas party.
We had a Christmas party that night. So we like had like a lot of wrappings and packages.
Oh, yes, yes,
so we
yes,
put everything
yes.
in a trash bag. And then the next morning,
right.
I took out all the trash. So Mark even went to the extent of dumpster diving
yes.
twice just to retrieve everything in the bag that like we tossed. And it wasn't there.
So you did find the bag.
Yeah.
I found the bag, but it wasn't in there.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, okay, that's more of a possibility, but if it wasn't there, then I don't know.
That's
I remember you
like,
calling me and like, I checked our stockings.
Yes.
I checked like the gift bags we got and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Couldn't find
That's a horrible one.
Crazy. It's a big, like, mystery in my brain.
Yeah,
it really is. It's one of those for, like, one day when you go to heaven, there's certain questions you want to ask God. It's like,
he has an answer can for you everything.
Can you show me the replay of this moment, please?
Can I get a recount for that?
I really do have moments that I'm like,
for real.
If I go to heaven, I get an opportunity to ask for some replays. I have certain moments that I want.
You know, let's revise the question. What would you want to be recapped when you go to heaven? What would you ask God to recap in your life that you're like, I need to know exactly what happened in this Lord. Moment?
Oh my gosh. So funny.
But anyway, yeah, that's the worst. Thank God for electronic wallets and stuff nowadays. Right. Otherwise, damn.
It's goners.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys feel free to answer any question that I ask.
Any question.
I've asked two at this point.
Well, I was in the first question, so I'm going to say that. I remember one time in high school, and I told you guys this before, that my parents doesn't really give me a bunch of things, like pricey things a lot when we were growing up. They would just give us cash, but even then it's just like a normal amount. But this one, my dad actually surprised me for my birthday, a cell phone. And that was a big thing because I didn't have a cell phone in high school. And this was like the smartphone, you know? So it was like, oh my God, I can't believe he gave me a cell phone. And it was just like my most treasured possession ever. Cause I'm like, I can't believe he just bought me this. So it was like that big thing. Yeah. And then after a few months of using it, I lost it.
Do you remember what you were doing?
I don't know. Like right now, I don't know. I can't even remember the last, like yesterday's events. But at that time, I could not know where I put it or how I lost it. And then it took me a while to tell him before then. I had to go through like the 5 stages of grief before I had to tell him. I was like debating, like at night I was like, please God, if you just like do this one time for me, if you just magically put it here somewhere, I swear I'm gonna be like the best person in the world, something like that. I cried, I was angry, like I don't get it, who stole this?
Denial. It's not missing, it's here somewhere.
Exactly. So I really went through the whole thing and I was like, fuck, I don't know, like I can't I have to tell him now. So I remembered the specific moment I told him. We were driving back home and he usually sits in the passenger seat and I was sitting behind him in the middle seat. And I told him, I was like, Dad, I have to tell you something. I lost my phone. And he was just like, you know, when the parents go, I'm not even mad, I'm just disappointed.
That's more painful.
Right?
Like, this is the reason why I don't buy you guys like nice things. And I was like,
damn.
No. I was like, I swear. I swear. Like, please, just, I'm sorry. And I think he gave me another phone, but it's not as good as the one he gave me before. But it was something, and I was like, damn, I screwed up. Like that.
Big
that was
time.
Like one of the moments I was like, I screwed up big time.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling when you lose something.
No. And it's literally just 1 second of like, where the fuck is it?
Right?
Yeah.
Losing your phone is not a good one. Real quick question. How many phones have y'all lost in your lifetime?
I've lost a couple. I was actually going to talk about the phone too. I've had, especially when I was in high school. But mine is very similar to Therese, that I lost my phone. It was given to me by my dad as a birthday gift. And I was in second year high school and it was a Nokia. It was a really nice. It was a slide one and it's like a purple bag. And then it's touchscreen at the front part.
With still keypad.
It was like fancy. One of like the newest one. And it was very pretty. It was like very expensive too. And like I used to like clean it with perfume because I've like I took care of it so much.
I think with that damages it.
I didn't know. I don't know. I was a kid, so I'm like, oh, it has to be like it smells good, and I would put like accessories in it. Then
for
once,
her precious.
When her boyfriend borrows it, like wow, her phone smells so good.
Even her phone smells good.
Makes him wonder what else.
That was a real secret.
Goodness.
That was a real motive.
Yeah.
But, So my high school is like a 3 hours away from my home, right? Because like it's in Manila, but with all the traffic, but mm-hmm. it should be like 40 minutes only, but like so many traffic. But I have to go through the bus and like take the tricycle and jeep. No, I'm actually just pedicab. But I was going home already, and I'm wearing our uniform school skirt, and then like the blouse, and then I put my phone in the skirt because it has like that pocket. And I put the fancy accessories outside.
Oh yeah,
cool.
We went to Jollibee. I don't know how it was like took from me, either like I left it on like when we were ordering, or like someone literally snatched it from my pocket. And then when I was about to like get my phone, it's like not gone. There. And then I was with my friends and my cousin Jaska because we were going home, and we tried calling my phone, and someone picked up, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we have it. We saw it. We're gonna give it back to you." It's like, just wait there, like at the entrance exit. We'll be there soon. We waited for like 3 hours.
Nothing showed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They played you good.
Yeah, and I was.
Did you
like,
call again?
Yeah, and then it's like the phone was it's already off. Like.
By
off.
That time, they were on another island already.
But it was so upsetting because. It was like one of like the best phones when I was a kid that I had, and it was like a present from my parents, and they weren't here, so like I treasured it so much, and like I was just like really really like sad for like so many days, and like I would even dream about like finding it.
Yeah,
it was wow. So crazy, but I think that was like the one that was like very memorable, and yeah. Then like yeah. Of course my parents got mad and never got me a phone after.
Damn, that's even worse if you lose it in public, because like there's so many possibilities. It. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
it's really like bumming.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
It's really not a good feeling. It's just at the end of the day, it's a phone, but it's really not a good feeling.
It's and like, I recently why would someone do that to you? You know?
And I recently misplaced mine.
Your phone?
Yeah, and then at that same time, that's when I found out Erica. Mm-hmm. Is following my location, but yeah, I didn't know.
I just want to make sure.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I didn't know. She was like, hold up. And then she pulls up her location thing and she's like, your phone is right here.
Oh,
and
damn.
I'm like, when did you do that? When did that happen?
Did you got your phone back? Thank you, location.
I mean, I knew where I left it. Luckily, though, that's where it was still.
Sure.
So it definitely would have been helpful if it wasn't there.
I felt like there was some way. Hold up a minute. Let's rewind.
We need to unpack some boxes in here. I feel like there's some conversation that need to be had.
It's been unpacked.
It already happened.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I was just like, when did that happen? And she just said like before Mexico, like she just wanted to make sure that.
Oh,
you
safe.
Don't get kidnapped
yeah.
or something.
How did she even do that though?
I don't know.
Find friends?
That's a bigger question.
Find friends.
How do you find friends,
Erica,
though?
You shared it to me.
I did not. You did that yourself. Don't. I did not share. I would remember if I shared it with you. And I told her, if you would have asked me, I would have shared it with you.
And but then what did you lose again? The phone.
No.
The phone. My privacy.
My privacy. Amen to that.
You'll never be lose of sight.
But no, that's not what I was gonna say. Mine is actually, well, first I want to say that Mark, I actually was thought you were gonna talk about the story about your ring.
Oh yeah,
because
that happened so many times at so many clubs.
I know,
because my story has to do with something that's very like, or was very sentimental to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this, so in Spanish they're called esclavas, and they're like pretty much a bracelet, but they have your name on it.
Oh.
And mine said Eduardo.
Personalized bracelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like a chain,
but
and then it has like a one, like at
like
the top is
plate.
Flat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they engrave your name on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mine said Eduardo. And it was actually given to me by my grandma, my grandpa.
Mm.
But my grandpa passed away, right? So I lost it. And
how did you lose it?
I don't
when
know.
When was this?
I don't even remember. I think one day was just like...
gone.
It's probably
one day I didn't even notice. And my mom was like, where's... And it was gone. And it was also very sad for my mom because you know, she lost her dad, and like that was just like, very, you know, sentimental, not to her, but me and stuff. Just don't know where I lost it. Don't know where it went. Never found it. And
That's even worse, especially if it's like sentimental.
Yeah, it really is. It's the worst. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's just a material thing, you know? And like, I remember my mom saying, because I remember her being very upset. It was like, you know, she's like, it's very sad, but it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not like the end of, you know.
She's like, at least I didn't lose
those
you.
Memories and things like that.
So exactly. Dramatic. Yes.
Yeah. But that was definitely
a sucky feeling.
Yeah. It definitely was. And, it said Eduardo, which is, at the time, it wasn't my name. It was my middle name, right?
That's true.
It was my middle name, not my first name. But which maybe that's why I'm like, I always liked Eduardo too and stuff.
There's a sentimental value too.
So I just remember that. And that was definitely, I think, one of the things that I'm like, it was one of the worst things to lose.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Well,
yeah,
it's in your heart, so that's important.
Which is why I thought you were gonna mention the ring. And then, okay, real quick, I just remember, this is more of like a funny one and not as sentimental, if I had to choose a second one.
Okay, you could.
I remember losing the memory card to my camera, like back in the day when you like had like little cameras.
Yeah.
The memory card to my camera. And that's where I had all the pictures of the Jonas Brothers concert. But not because of the Jonas Brothers pictures. Because of the Demi Lovato meet and greet and the concert that we also went to. And I have all those pictures, and I never ever found that memory card. And that's where all those pictures were.
Did you really go? I don't think you ever met Demi Lovato.
There's no proof.
Receipts or it didn't happen.
I really did. But that was I remember being like, where that memory card and never found it. I never found it. At the time, we were living in this like house. My stepdad bought this house that was like a fixer-upper, like huge fixer-upper. Mm-hmm. So I was like, literally, it's probably like somewhere inside the wood or something. I don't even know anymore.
Fell through the cracks.
Yeah, like it was the worst. Never found that memory card.
Well, let's try to hold on to our valuable things.
Yes.
And important things, and try not to lose them, because it's not a good feeling. And you know, it's probably hard to get them again.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's jump to our main topic. All right, guys, for this week's main topic, I want to know how much you know Gen Z lingo.
Ooh, fun.
Hip.
Yes, okay.
Shit, I'm not.
Let's try this out.
Wait.
I'm like,
I remember your sister. What was that one thing?
Wyatt, help me. We have an live audience right now.
Live audience today. So we'll start off with something easy.
Shit. I'm good at this.
Okay. First one to yell out their name would get to answer, okay? What does this word mean? Fam.
Ed.
Okay. Eduardo.
Doesn't count. Your name's Eduardo. Therese. No. Family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's correct.
Oh, that was obvious.
I thought you meant like the meaning. Like fam. I feel like when they say fam, they mean friends. They don't mean their family. They mean like their
group
friends.
Of people group that of they friends. Love. Like your fam.
Okay, okay.
Their family they call like...
It's okay, the people it's okay. It's only question one.
The people that can be in prison.
Yes. Fam. Well, that's both correct. Well, according to this definition that I have, it means used to be described as your friends. So...
Not family.
What do you guys?
Not my family are my friends. My friends are
not
my family.
Okay, what do you guys think millennials call this?
Fam.
No.
Buddies. BFFs.
Hold on.
Friends.
Oh my gosh, we're millennials, people. Get it together.
We are millennials. What do you guys think?
We call it...
Besties.
Gang.
No. Gang is also
loves,
Gen Z.
Loves.
Oh, really? We call it... Give us a chance.
Okay.
Goodness.
We're still on the first one, people. I got a few for you guys.
Okay, we're done. I don't know.
Millennials call this bro.
Oh,
ew. Right?
I feel like loves is like a good one.
I think bro is just for guys.
I think besties.
It's for girls.
Besties.
Okay, next one. Glow up.
Eduardo.
Okay.
Erica.
Eduardo called it first.
First.
What do you think?
Steal.
Glow means they hit puberty and now they're cuter.
Transformation. Almost. Transformation.
Transformation from bad to good.
That's pretty much what I said.
Well, you
puberty.
Okay, this one. Let's see. I'm pretty sure you guys know this one. Stan.
Oh. Stan Lee.
Therese.
Erica. Oh.
Damn, Erica, you're getting beat.
Understand. I understand the situation. Never mind.
No. Nope.
Okay, give us
Erica.
A chance.
Were your biases?
That's biases? Like, no.
Bias? I'm like, that's my Stan. Like, I'm like right here.
No.
Can we please get the spelling?
S-T-A-N.
Okay, so it is Stan.
So Stan means it's a...
Hold on.
Okay,
I
don't
get to answer. I asked for the definition, the spelling. Stan means when you...
This feels like the spelling bee from the movie.
Okay,
I'm just going to tell you guys. So it's a combination of two words, which is stalker and fan, meaning you're like obsessing over a person.
Okay, oh. Definitely.
Like, for example, you're like, I stan Lady Gaga, or I stan Demi Lovato.
Ew, that's gross. Stan.
Okay.
Stan.
This one, I'm not sure if you guys are going to know, but let's give it a shot.
Okay. How about you? Did you know these?
He's trying. He did the research.
Yes. I'm bringing it into the table.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't resist the change. It's okay. Sometimes you're going to feel like that when times are changing.
True. Whatever.
Okay. This one. W.
When.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't know. That's like 1960s, please. They're just stealing it.
You guys know what the opposite of W?
Glee.
Clearly Gen Z is just lazy. That's what it is. It's just finding shortcuts for literally everything.
Right.
Okay, M.
Okay, let's see.
That's for mom.
Okay, we can't invent new ones, okay? This one, Finna.
Finish?
No. Therese. Like, I'm finna punch you.
Therese.
Like, I'm about
to do it. Oh,
Therese. Definitely.
No.
Find you.
No.
No, I just
think
said
Eduardo
it.
Got it.
What?
Like, finna, like, I'm about to. Like, I'm going to.
I'm
like,
going
I'm
a, to.
I'm finna punch you. I'm finna call your mama and tell her that you suck.
That does not make sense. I don't get it.
It's
why?
Gen Z language, Gen Z slang. We got to get in with the program.
I'm Gen Z people.
We're educating
clearly
today.
I need this test. I need to study.
This one, I actually don't know what this is, but I just learned it today. Choogie.
Choogie. Oh.
Choogie.
Chug.
Eduardo.
I forgot my name.
Yes.
When someone goes down on you. No.
You want a chuggy on me? No. No, not that
is
one.
Is it chugging?
No.
Chuggy. Party.
No.
No.
There is any guesses?
No.
I'm going to have a chuggy night. Like, chill.
I have.
Mm-mm.
Chill. No, okay.
So, chuggy means something that is not at all trendy.
So
it's chuggy. That's
it's chuggy.
According to our live audience, that's actually not correct.
Wait, says who?
Our Gen Z.
Therese is chuggy.
It's a Gen.
He's never heard of
is it.
Is it
newer Gen Z? Why is like
older Gen Z?
Yeah,
he's actually Gen Z.
He actually is.
Wait, when is he born?
He's about to be 18.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, he is Gen Z.
2005.
Never mind. Yeah.
Well, okay. Someone's hanging out with the chuggy people.
Shut up. We are not chuggy.
I was talking about us, bitch. I was not talking about us.
Okay, great. Okay. This one, I think, considers basically everybody in this table.
Oh.
A snack.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Yep.
I'm hot.
Someone
thank you.
You find attractive.
Yes.
You know?
Like, I ain't no snack. I'm a meal, says Lizzo.
Oh, yep. That's a good true. One. Okay. This one is something else. Take several seats. This is if you're getting a little spicy.
That just sounds like a hogger at the movie theater.
Trying to save seats.
Wait, say it again. Oh.
Take several seats.
That's a slut. That's 100% a slut. She'd be taking many seats on many guys.
Oh my God.
That's a slut.
Take your opportunities.
Mm-mm. Thirst?
Nope. Pass.
This is someone that is getting on your nerves.
Oh.
You're like, you're a little too much right now. Take several seats, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
See, if you say it like that, Mark, maybe I could get it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should give out some examples.
Because like you're doing this arm movement that I'm like, yeah, that definitely could.
Yeah, but that gives it away. I like the neutral ground first.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this one, everybody would know.
So far, I'm winning, though, by the way.
I have a couple of points.
Yeah. I-Y-K-Y-K.
If you know, you know.
Correct. Period.
I'm not that fast. Hold on.
Okay. How about hits different?
Oh, I know that one.
Feels different.
Eduardo.
Okay, go ahead.
When something just hits different.
That is not how you explain it.
Okay, when something, when you were expecting something to be a certain way and then it's completely opposite. So you're like, it hits different.
You're just explaining the meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess,
that
yeah.
is pretty close.
Yeah,
yes.
that is. I mean, that yeah. is what it is.
It feels different.
When something is unique or better than usual. So I think Eduardo got that one.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. I think y'all are going to know this one. Bet.
Like when you, Eduardo.
Go ahead.
When someone is like, almost like you're challenging someone. Bet. I got this, or I'm going to do it. Almost like I dare you, and then you take on the dare. So like bet.
Maybe. Close.
Okay.
But to simply put it, it means yes.
Oh, bet.
That's kind of what I said.
Not really.
You're like,
get the point.
Do you want to go hang out later? Bet.
That is different than what I said.
That sounds like a gay lingo. Bet.
Bet. Maybe it's just my pronunciation. Okay, we're getting close, you guys, to the end of this. Unless you guys want more, I can give you guys more.
I mean, but I feel very Gen Z already.
Okay. All right, guys, last three.
Okay, okay.
Let's do a vibe check.
Oh.
Brain check.
Eduardo.
No, Eduardo.
Let's see how everyone feels.
Okay, wow. Let's do a brain check on Erica. Should we have our next episode?
Let's have a vibe check. sorry.
Or you could just say like vibe check.
I think it's like, how's everybody feeling?
Close.
That's what I said.
It's kind of like mentally, are we ready for this? Vibe check. Oh, are we going for this?
Pretty close. I think everybody got it pretty close. But the definition is someone's energy or mood.
Mm.
Okay.
You know,
the vibes.
That's the vibes.
We created
exactly.
the word vibe. They just added check.
All right, guys. Second to the last. This is when you're feeling, you know, good. Main character.
Therese. This is when
you're... Yes. Erica.
This is when...
Eduardo.
Someone feels, or you're looking at someone and they feel like they're living the main character energy in a movie. So everything's just like going their way, going their flow. So we have that energy about you.
That's basically what she described on here.
Big dick energy.
Okay, that's different.
Okay.
But Erica, do you have another definition maybe?
I was just going to say that everything feels like it's falling into the right place. Pretty much what she said, just different wording.
Mine would be when someone's feeling themselves.
Yep. Someone that is well-liked or charismatic.
Mine was closer to what Therese said, I just want to say.
All right, guys. This is the last one. Okay, get ready. Prepare your names, okay?
Eduardo.
I haven't said it yet.
Answer. You already put your name.
When someone...
okay, let's just do it. Sus.
Oh,
Erica.
Eduardo.
Erica called it.
Lies. It's like, oh, that's not true.
Therese.
No, I said Eduardo.
Okay,
second.
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay, go Eduardo.
When something's sketchy, like something doesn't feel right.
Close. Well, so sus is a short-term word for this long word.
Suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Yep.
Sus.
There you go.
I mean, we all knew it was short for suspicious, but it's like, what's
sus.
Definition?
Yeah.
But did you say
You know
it?
Who's sus?
Who?
Therese.
Ooh, why?
Sus.
Well,
hot sauce.
Well, that was really fun, Mark. Right? I liked it.
That was, yeah, that was new. Refreshing. Yes.
Let's have a good time. And before we end this episode, let's do a quick vibe check.
Vibe. I felt like I need to brush up on some lingos because I did not get half of that or more. Let's be honest. So definitely, there's one thing that you said that you didn't say in the thing, but I know this. BFFR. And what does that mean, Mike?
BFFR.
BFFR.
Oh. Be fucking for real.
Be fucking for real. Uh-huh. Let us BFFR.
Uh-huh. I'm a real Gen Z.
I don't know. You forgot about it for a second.
I had to like just dig into my library. But that was fun, you guys. You know, I feel like we learned a little bit of Gen Z lingo. So next time a Gen Z talks to us, we won't be like, huh?
I knew most of it, but okay.
My vibe check is I'm getting into a competitive spirit.
Eduardo,
maybe I should play.
Let's do a quick vibe check on you.
My vibe check is that all of y'all are sus. All of y'all are sus, and that's it.
And he's little.
He's a litty titty right
litty
now.
Litty titties.
Yes.
He's main energy.
Main character.
Drunkness.
Oh,
main
that
character
too.
Energy for sure.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a really fun episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Once again, my name is Mark.
Therese here.
Eduardo, the main character.
This is Erica. Vibes check.
We'll see you guys later and goodbye.
Bye, fam.
Don't be sus.
Bye, fam.
Lay it all on the table.
Yes, we all W.
It's a W.